you to tell us a little bit about your work with Stephen Ambrose Historical Tours, because I think so many people enjoy that historical experience of actually setting foot on the place where things happened.
Yeah, standing where they fought.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, of course, was the great mastermind of this. He always seemed to have his finger on the pulse of what people wanted. And when he founded Stephen Ambrose Tours, I was his assistant, his deputy, and we went about trying to figure out that lots of people were bringing visitors to Normandy, and usually that meant going to the cemetery and observing the great solemnity of the place and seeing Omaha Beach. But we had spent 10 years from 1983 to 1993 interviewing and tracking down any veteran that we could find who had landed at Normandy, whether he jumped in as a paratrooper or came in the Great Armada. So we had a different perspective on things. We said, well, let's take people to where they fought. And so we traipse around, and all of our tours, the people that are on them are amazed because they find themselves standing in pastures and fields and foxholes and bumping their heads on cement structures. But that's the magic of it. And so he captured that essence, and then we expanded upon it. After he died, we added the Battle of the Bulge, and now we do the Italian campaign and Lewis and Clark and lots of other things.
You're well-traveled.
Yes, yes.
But more than that, don't you think that a lot of people find a real spiritual dimension in visiting these battlefields? I think so many times there's this family connection or this sense of having someone, knowing someone who took part in these great events.
Yes, and New Orleans being the place that it is where few people ever leave, we have lots of folks here who had relatives on that battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
I myself had two relatives. My wife had one. And you can go around and people who know their genealogy will say, yes, yes, we were there. But more importantly than that, the great jubilation of having averted a disaster, averted a catastrophe that would have wrecked the United States. The first thing they did was give thanks to the Heavenly Father for this. Jackson, along with then Bishop, demanded that we have a celebration on the 30th day, the one-month anniversary of the first landing of the British. And so this was held with great fanfare, great pomp and ceremony at the cathedral and in the square. Of course, it wasn't called Jackson Square then. It was Place d'Armes. And there's a great description by people at the time who wrote about it, and the schoolgirls were out, and great banners and festoons and singing, and a great high mass. So that's all draws the people into the magic of the event.
Mm-hmm.